It's the Steve Lawrence Show, presented by your United States Army. With special guest, Billy Muir. And now here's Private Steve Lawrence.
Marie, the dawn is breaking. My Marie, you'll soon be waking to find your heart is breaking and tears will fall as you recall. In all its splendor, that kiss, so very, very tender, the words, will you surrender to me?
This is PFC Steve Lawrence. Welcome to our show. I'm sure that you all recognize that song, Marie. That's a song that Tommy Dorsey, the late, great Tommy Dorsey, had an awful lot of success with, and deservedly so. Here's a friend of mine with some mighty important words, Bill Trumbull.
Young women, now is the time to plan for your future. You would probably like a job with a challenge, one that'll give you a sense of accomplishment, good pay, special training, opportunity for world travel, and excellent social and recreational activities. If this is your idea of a wonderful future, the United States Army is the place for you. But most of all, as a member of the Women's Army Corps, you'll find a sense of belonging, an enthusiasm that can lift your future to new heights. You'll find life in the WAC an interesting and challenging experience, and you'll be thoroughly trained to do a good job that'll bring you a warming sense of achievement in a position of responsibility in the nation's oldest military service, the United States Army. As a high school graduate, you'll receive a written guarantee before enlistment that you'll attend the Army school of your choice. See your Army recruiter today for all the details about the variety of career choices, about travel, and unequaled opportunities for advancement waiting for you now in the Women's Army Corps.
there they go, fading out as the sunset dwindles in the west. The guitars and orchestra of Billy Muir, our special guest for the day. Hi, Billy.
Hi.
How you doing?
Fine. It's good to see you.
Thank you very much. Nice to see you, too. This new album, Supersonic Guitars, for you folks, unfortunately, who can't see this album, we're on radio, unless you've... It's beautiful color. Those of you that have color radio sets can appreciate this, I guess, very much. There's a jet that is soaring upwards, and there's a blast behind the jet, and outside of the blast is the name of Billy Muir, who is a gas.
Thanks a lot.
There's been a great change in the music business, I take it, since you've been writing your first arrangements for the band.
Yes.
What is the biggest change so far as you're concerned, Billy?
Well, the change, the switch over and actually to rock and roll, is the biggest change, and I don't know why people get so excited when they hear rock and roll. It's no different from the first time we heard Benny Goodman coming out of the New York hotel, and everybody said, "My gosh, it's so noisy."
I'll just disagree with you in this one respect.
Wait, you didn't let me finish.
Oh yeah, go ahead.
Of course, I'm not saying that comparing the two. I'm just talking about it as a trend.
Yeah.
It's just another trend, regardless of whether it's good, bad, or indifferent. But it's just a trend that we got into, and that we'll eventually get out of.
The only real big objection that I have as a vocalist and as a listener to the current music is that I object violently to the extent that they've dragged it too lyrically. I think they're really getting a little silly with some of the things they're doing. But I guess
I agree.
There have always been silly songs and
right.
bibbidi-bobbidi-boo
right.
and things like that, but they're not as silly
and as
in some instances, out-and-out bad taste. A lot of records today that have been banned. There are more records that have been banned today. So much so that they actually have a censorship set up for the record industry now to listen
well, I think
and screen
that's a good
all
idea.
These records. You've been writing lately for a good many of the younger popular vocalists. Why don't we just, you know, name
yes.
a couple like...
Well, I've done some things for Bobby Rydell. I did this new thing, Ebb Tide, for
Bobby
Freeman, which looks like it's a hit. And, of course, this last thing that I did was See in September.
Yeah,
I did that.
That was a big record.
Yes, it was for the Tempos.
Here's another gentleman that's one of the unsung heroes on a hit record. The guy that you always see, you know, and orchestra conducted by. They unfortunately never get enough credit from the various radio announcers and disc jockeys all over the country. They just introduce the song or the act. But it's another show, I guess. Billy, I'm very happy to see the trend with a lot of the newer, younger vocalists that they're getting conscious of an orchestra and fine arrangements.
Right.
And you're certainly one of the gentlemen that'll take care of all these young guys. Thank you very much again for coming down.
Thanks again, Steve.
Our special guest, Billy Muir. I'd like to do a song for you right now that I'm sure most of you have never heard. For the simple reason that it hasn't been recorded too much, and it hasn't been performed too much on television or radio. It's a pretty song. The guy is singing to a girl, and he finds how inadequate he is so far as telling his girlfriend how much he loves her. So he decides to write her a song, and this is the way it came out.
I've written you a song, a beautiful routine. I hope you like it. My technique can't be wrong. I learned it from the screen. I hope you like it. I studied all the rhymes that all the lovers sing. Then just for you, I wrote this little thing.
Now, let me see. How's the best way to start this?
Well, I guess simply... Blah, 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 moon. Blah, 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 above. Blah, 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 croon. Blah, 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 la. Tra-la-la-la, tra-la-la-la-la, merry month of May. Tra-la-la-la, tra-la-la-la-la, neath the clouds of gray. Blah, 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 hair. Blah, 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 your eyes. Blah, 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 care. Skies. cottage for two. Blah, 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 darling, with you. Blah, 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 your hair. Blah, 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 your eyes. Blah, 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 blah. Tra-la-la-la, tra-la-la-la-la, cottage for two.
Show was produced at the Recruiting Publicity Center through the cooperation of the United States Army Band Orchestra, Major Hugh Curry directing. Your producers are Lieutenant Stephen B. Friedheim and Chief Warrant Officer Charles Brown. The technical director is Private First Class Arnie Rosen. And now this is Bill Trumbull reminding you that the Army gives you the chance to choose.